Okay, up next we'll have California coach Justin Wilcox. We'll call out to him here in another minute, and we'll continue the call when we have him online. All right, we'll go ahead and continue with California coach Justin Wilcox. The Golden Bears are home Friday night hosting Washington State. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. First question comes from the line of Jeff Ferrato, the Bay Area News.
Good morning, Justin. You said Monday you expect Ross Bowers to be your quarterback Friday. You also said that everything is still on the table. Is it fair to say you won't make a final decision on that until after a couple more practices this week?
No, Ross is our starter right now, so that's how we're approaching this week. Everybody, I mean, you know, everybody, every week, everybody has to go out and produce, you know, and so we're gonna play the guys that earn the right to play in the game, and Ross is our starter.
And your next question comes from the line of Stephanie Lowe, the Seattle Times.
Hi, Justin. Hello. When you were looking to staff your coaching staff, what made you kind of settle on Bo Baldwin as an offensive coordinator candidate? Like, what did you like out of him, and what do you think he's kind of brought to the program?
Bo's an excellent coach. He obviously did a great job at Eastern. I'd known about Bo for a long time. I know we're 1 degree of separation. We know a lot of the same, you know, tied together in the coaching world that way. He knows people I know and vice versa. We didn't know each other well, but obviously had a ton of respect for him and what he's done, not only just on offense at Eastern, what he did there and how he did it. You know, he'd always done a great job of, you know, utilizing his personnel. So if, you know, 1 year they had, you know, two tight ends or even three tight ends, and they played a lot of that one group, you know, 1 year. And then 1 year they had, or the following year, they were more of a 11 personnel, and the following year more of an empty team. So always utilize his personnel to get the most out of his players. I thought that was really impressive. And then just who he was as a person, the guys that I knew that knew him well, just philosophically and kind of core values, what he believes in and what I believe in, just along the same lines there. So, again, always had been impressed with what he had done at Eastern, and he's exactly what we had all hoped for, and he's an excellent football coach, and I'm glad he's with us.
When you were looking to hire your staff, did you go out of your way to try and get coordinators with head coaching experience because this is sort of your first coaching job? Is that something that you looked for, or did that just kind of happen that way between Bo and Tim DeReuter?
Yeah, that's a great question. It wasn't the head coaching thing that you know, drew me to those guys. Really just about the fit. Again, philosophically, what we're about, the type of kids that we're going to recruit here, how we're going to win here, the style of play, again, you know, kind of the big picture things. The fact that they had been head coaches, obviously, we want guys, you know, to with all different experiences, and that was key. I thought was just bringing people with different experiences and being able to, you know, kind of grow our collective intelligence as a program. And you know, it's my job to make the decisions on what's ultimately best. But, you know, the more kind of different, the more and different type of experiences that you have on a staff, I think it makes everybody better. And so those guys fit into that mold, and we're really glad to have both of them here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And your next question comes from the line of David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hi, Justin. With Falk, you'll be facing like a fourth premier quarterback in a row. How does he stack up to the three you've already gone against? And is he different, the same? How would you compare him?
Yeah, they're all a little bit different. And, you know, different style of offense, different style of player. He's very, very talented quarterback. He operates at a really high level. I mean, he throws the ball where it's supposed to go, and obviously a great passer and doing a really good job for them.
And defensively, they've got a lot of sacks. How do they do that? Do they bring a lot of pressure, or do they do it just with, their standard rush?
Oh, they give you a lot of different looks. He does a great job in terms of mixing things up. You know, a lot of pre-snap movement. They give you different – they disguise their coverages. Again, they'll bring different people. So they got a lot of different ways of getting to things, and they've done a nice job of that and give people issues.
Thanks.
Again, to ask Coach your question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to get your opinion on late starts and Pac-12 after dark, since you've had a couple of them in a row here.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, they tell us when the game is, and we go play the game. I know there's a lot of reasons that the games are late, you know, and that has to do with the networks and the agreements that the Pac-12 and the institutions agreed upon. So I don't really, you know, they tell us what time the game is, and then we get ready to play the game. That's my take on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask Coach your question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it for you, Justin. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll see you.